I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Filipino fencers all set for Olympic qualifiers. With more than 10 years of experience playing in international competitions, probably 100 of accumulated bouts, and thousands of hours spent training here and abroad, the biggest test comes again for Filipino fencers Nathaniel Perez, Noah Lito Jose, Haniel Labella, and Samantha Catantan. It's the brave four going for that elusive Olympic berth. The four fencers will leave for flood-ravaged Dubai today, April 23rd, then navigate the desert for a two-hour drive to go to Fujairah, the seventh largest city in the United Arab Emirates, UAE, that will host the Asian Olympic Qualifying Tournament, OQT, on April 27 to 28. While Labella, Jose and Perez will travel from Manila to Dubai, the most populous desert city in UAE that experienced unusual heavy rain causing unexpected flooding last week, Catantan will fly from New York since she is based in the U.S. as a student athlete at Penn State University. This will be the second Asian OQT for the four. Catantan nearly made it to the 2021 Tokyo Olympics when she made it to the women's foil semifinals of the Asian OQT in Tashkent 3 years ago, but lost 15-10 to Yana Alburova, an Uzbekistan naturalized from Russia. That same year, Catantan finally earned her first gold medal in the Vietnam Southeast Asian, SEA, Games. 2 years later, however, she suffered a left knee injury during the semifinal round of the 2023 Cambodia SEA Games, a torn ACL, anterior cruciate ligament, that required surgery. After a long and difficult road to recovery, Catantan regained her deadly form following a 10th-place finish in the USNCAA Fencing Championship, a tournament where she qualified despite playing in just two dual events before she made a strong showing in the Mid-Atlantic Regionals where she finished second overall. Perez, who like Catantan was a product of the grassroots program of the QCSEP fencing team under coaches Ahmad and Christian Conless of the sports program of Quezon City District 1 Councilor Joseph Juso, also had a solid pre-OQT program abroad. The top Filipino men's foil fencer joined the Grand Prix in Washington, D.C. and had a training camp stint at the Bluegrass Fencers Club in Lexington, Kentucky. Amongst the fencers, Jose had the busiest schedule in preparation for the OQT following stints at the Bern World Cup in Switzerland last November. 2 months later he joined the Vancouver World Cup in Canada, Doha Grand Prix in Qatar last January, Heidenheim World Cup in Germany last February, and Budapest Grand Prix in Hungary last March. It was during the Heidenheim World Cup where Jose had his best showing as he placed 118th overall out of 349 fencers. After his participation in Budapest, he went to Korea where Labella joined him as they had a month-long training camp under former Olympian and Asian champion Park Sang-young. Park was with the national team that helped the women's APAE team win the gold medal during the 2019 SEA Games here. He plays a crucial role again as he tries to improve the skills of Labella and Jose in time for the Asian OQT. Philippine Fencing Association, PFA, President Rene Gacuma said that there is confidence in the capabilities of the four fencers, considering their track record and years of experience in international competitions. The hope is for the country to send fencers in this year's Paris Olympics and end a long 32-year drought, or since Walter Torres, currently a commissioner at the Philippine Sports Commission, PSC, competed in the 1992 Barcelona Olympics. "We are one with hope and with prayers for the very best in the campaign of our four fencers," said Gacuma. "Their participation in this significant event will test the accumulated years of training and competitive experience against the best in Asia. We will support them all the way," he added.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.